Yes, yes, guys, you know what it is. Coming back again with another episode of the High Performance Physique. It is your host, Lewis McFarlane. If you don't know who I am the founder and CEO of the Peak Performance Project's online coaching program. With each and every single one of these episodes, we aim to help men and women shatter any limiting belief in which they may have, physically or mentally, so they can show up at their absolute best and thrive in their very own life and operate out their own version of peak performance. We're excited to have you for another podcast. Let's get stuck in. We are back with another motherfucking video. We're in the office today. I've just pulled you up on the old iPhone, and I want to talk about one little thing about never fucking missing, right? And I've spoken about this plenty of fucking times, guys, but oh my god, you guys don't fucking get it yet, do you? You just don't get it. And what you need to realize more than anything else when it comes to becoming a man that does not miss in 2024 is you have to keep your promises. And I see it all too often. I see it all too often, and it infuriates me. But no, I'll go on Monday. I'll get it the next day. You'll never fucking get it until you do it now. Life moves fucking fast. Way too fast. And if you don't do it in the moment, it will never get done. Like, even for example, I've been super busy today. I've done like 6 calls, touched base with 60 of my online clients. I've trained, I've been up since 3:30 a.m. I fucking prayed this morning. I've never prayed in my life, but I prayed this morning. I've done my cardio, got my supplements in, I trained legs and conditioning. I've got another 3 calls tonight, so another 3 hours of work. I'm in a fasted state all day. Hydration's on point. I'm just getting it fucking done. But this is not about me being on a pedestal saying, oh, you get on my level. It's not. Or maybe it fucking is. Maybe get on my level, see how it fucking feels. But if you want to operate out of a place and state of love, reason, joy, enlightenment, peace in your own fucking mind, you have to learn to be a warrior in a garden rather than a gardener in a fucking war. I look at my life these days and it's like, you have to be relentless. You have to be on the fucking move every single day. You have to be so fucking consistent. Otherwise, you're going to get left behind. You post the content, you do the training, you coach your clients, you be a good partner. You operate from above, not from within. Because I don't even care about me. I don't even care about me right now. I care about getting the job fucking done and asking my future self what's required. What needs to happen today to get me to where I need to be? Because fuck living in a place of guilt and shame and grief and fear. See, when you're in that scarcity mindset, when you're in that low vibration state, of course nothing's going to go your way. Because you're projecting everything that you don't have. Instead, you got to reflect on why you don't have it and take action to change it. Because anytime I've ever wanted something, anytime I've needed something, I've got it. Why? Because I've worked for it straight up. I've not sat there and moaned and complained about my situation. I've got around the right people. I've applied for the right courses. I've put the fucking right energy out to attract back what I truly fucking want in my life for me. And it needs to be that way. It needs to be that way. Because right now, if you're in this midpoint when life's not that good, could be better. It's not the best. It's not the worst. You're in this neutral position. And it's so much easier to fall from a neutral position and build momentum on the way down over having the skill set, the strength, the resilience to climb out of that fucking hole or that neutral place. Because it's harder to climb a mountain than it is to fall fucking down it. But you're going to get more injured on the way fucking down. Honestly, you're going to get more injured on the way fucking down because you've got too much momentum falling flat in your face. And if you keep falling flat in your face and you don't have the skills to climb, then you better fucking learn them. You better fucking learn them. Because see, if you want a better relationship, you want a better business, want a better health, want to actually have a physique you're proud of, make more money, anything that's something you desire,
if that's all you think about, if you only desire it and want it and, as I say, think about it, it's just a dream. It's a false fulfilling prophecy that's never going to actually be something that gets put into the world, into the universe, because you're not taking any action on it. You're not actually doing what's required to move the needle forward daily to get what you fucking want. And all you guys, like, you question yourselves, how am I going to do it? How am I going to do it? It's never going to be how. It's always going to be who. And when you create the man that you fucking desire and give him back to the world based upon the habits, the character traits, the energy, you will start attracting back what that human being is deserving of. It's not about needing things, it's about wanting it and taking action. I need more money. Yes, so do we all. I need to be leaner. Yeah, so do we all. I need to be bigger. Yeah, so do we all. But if you live in that place where you just need, you're just entitled as fuck. You desire too much in your life, but you've got to have the courage to step out from that and be willing to do the work, accept your situation, find reason in your own heart and head to move forward and love the fucking process every single day. Find peace in your own heart and your own mind, knowing that you're on path, because regret will be your biggest guideline. And if you fucking feel that internal gut feeling that you, oh, I shouldn't have done that, don't fucking do it at all. I quit drinking, I quit smoking, I started getting up early, started looking after my health, myself, being a better man, and I started becoming enlightened. I started feeling better. So you motherfuckers gotta realise this. You gotta fucking realise this sooner or later. Otherwise you're gonna spend the rest of your life stressed, unhappy, in a state of fear and desire. And that's where the bad shit happens. Guys, I love you. But I hate what you're doing to yourself sometimes. Let's fucking go.